On Saturday afternoon, Father Jimmy and I went together to the Lejeune lawn party at Fox Run down Bayou Teche in St. Mary Parish. The home had been constructed during the early Victorian era to resemble a steamboat, with porches shaped like the fantail and captain's bridge on a ship, and cupolas and balconies on the upper stories that gave a spectacular view of the grounds, the antebellum homes on the opposite side of the bayou, and the sugarcane fields that seemed to recede over the rim of the earth. Live oaks draped with moss arched over the roof of the house, and palm trees grew in their shade to the second-story windows. A visitor to the lawn party could ride either Western or English saddle around a white-fenced track by the horse stables, or play tennis on either a grass or red clay court. The buffet tables groaned with food that had been prepared at Galatoire's and Antoine's in New Orleans. The drink table was a drunkard's dream. The guests included the state insurance commissioner, who was under a federal grand jury indictment and would later become the third state insurance commissioner in a row to go to prison, petrochemical executives from Oklahoma and Texas, whose wives' voices rose above all others, two New York book editors, and a film director from home box office, an ex-player from the National Football League who rented himself out as a professional celebrity, career military officers and their wives who had retired to the Sun Belt, the former governor's mistress whose evening gown looked like pink champagne poured on her skin, and state legislators who had once been barbers and plumbers and who genuinely believed they shared a common bond with their host and his friends. Father Jimmy had worn his Roman collar, and the consequence was that he and I stood like an island in the middle of